You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, May 21st, 2018, week 247. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza, your one-stop shop. I don't know. Well, anyways, fast forward. We record 5 episodes. We release them Monday through Friday with different movie and TV and pop culture news for you. Mondays, superhero and Star Wars. Tuesdays, The Leftovers, which is everything that's not superheroes and Star Wars. Wednesdays are Reviewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. Thursdays, America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Give Mike trivia. He tries to guess who they are. Then we try to get, well, he tries to guess their height, their age, and their number one movie box office performance. Their best box office performance globally? Domestically.
Domestically, I think.
Yeah, because that's hard with global market. Who knows?
You never know what's going to do well there.
Yeah, you never know what's going to do. Transformers does well internationally.
Yes, Fast and Furious. It does well here, too.
Yeah.
Just does.
Yeah, so that's America's Sweetheart. Then we do This Week in Movies and the Now and Trailer Talk. This Week in Movies and Now, we talk about movies coming out this week. Trailer Talk, we talk about trailers we saw this week. And then we wrap up the week with Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. And throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, let's get into it. Week.
We got Avengers news, Avengers 4 news. The Russo brothers say that the title is not spoken in Avengers Infinity War. So
there's a lot of words that aren't spoken in Infinity War.
Yeah, exactly. Out of all the words that exist in the world, I'm pretty confident in saying a majority of them are not said.
It's not going to be called Avengers 17.
Yeah, that was said in there. Not going to be called Avengers Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
They say the word Steve Rogers. Avengers Groot won't be called that.
Avengers Rabbit.
Yeah. But like one of the speculations was Endgame, and they said Endgame, so it's probably not Endgame.
Oh, okay. That's what they're getting
at.
That
was like the main, I think so. I think that was the main.
They also don't say Infinity Shards, so my fever dream.
So possible.
Might be true. What if I was psychic only when I had fever dreams? So I'd have to get sick and have a fever.
Yes.
To tell the future, but it worked.
That'd be an interesting power to have.
That'd be horrible.
Like you have to be in this state.
It's bad enough that my dreams sometimes come true. Mm-hmm. Like I have these weird things that happen when I dream.
Yeah.
But the problem is I dream every night.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know which is which.
So I don't know which one's real and which one's not. Mm-hmm. Like this week I had a dream someone broke into my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to keep a dog quiet.
Yeah.
And the person was making a sound to bother dogs to try to find out where I was. And I had to just cover the ears of this dog while this horrible sound was happening. And I was worried I was going to get found. That was, if that came true, I would be horrified.
You should make that into a movie.
A short film, maybe.
Yeah, short film. I don't know where it goes beyond there.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what happens when I have weird dreams. And crazy. Like,
maybe it was like that that ad we saw for Spotify.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. The Havana song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a lot of, I don't know. What would it be?
I don't know. I don't know why they're, I think they just left toying with us. I bet it could be that. And they're just like, oh, we were lying.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care.
They're like, why do you trust us?
Yeah. It's like, we're trying to lie. We're trying to keep it secret. So, I don't know. I think they just like messing with people.
At this point, yeah.
They're like, oh, this is fun. Who's alive? Aunt May's alive. It's like you don't have any control of that, really.
And you're like, why are we bringing her up?
Yeah, it's like, why are we even talking about? I was like, Howard the Duck. Canon? There's no way he shows up. Like,
yeah,
he's alive, but he's not showing up.
Avengers: Infinity War news about the number 17. Spider-Man 17 is an issue where Spider-Man dies and faces Thanos and Lady Death, only to be like like they're surprised at how brave he is and how much of how courageous he is, where they spare his life. He doesn't even win, but they spare his life in the afterworld.
Mm-hmm.
because he like sacrifices himself for a family that Thanos is killing.
Yeah.
He sacrifices himself, and then he tries to kill Thanos in the afterlife.
Mm.
And
maybe that's what happens in the next
movie. Maybe. How crazy would that be if it's not even the Avengers that kill him?
Yeah.
But somehow Thanos goes back into that soul plane,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they kill him. It's like half the universe.
Yeah, it could.
Is there, and they all just turn into a giant monster, kind of like in Batman Ninja, where they turn into a giant thing.
Yeah.
And then they kill him.
I don't see that giant monster thing. Maybe everybody attacking him, but not.
That'd be weird if everyone attacked him.
It'd be weird if everyone turned into a giant monster thing.
No, but not just like I'm saying, like everyone, like you see,
well,
like
the trillions,
like the Nova are there. Well, that's the thing. Like it has to, they're not there because he killed them before the Soul Stone.
Yeah,
so it has to be post snap
people. Snap people.
Yeah, and then like, oh, I guess it's kind of, well, screw it. Everyone's seen this movie.
Yeah. We're at that point where it's like, you just really don't care. You haven't seen it.
Little Gamora deals the final blow.
It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
She's got to be like somehow intricate to stopping him, I would assume.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what that little girl's name is.
I don't know.
Do you think like the next day at school, she's like, I'm freaking Gamora, bitch.
Yeah. Well, probably during the, because it happened, oh, you didn't see trailer two, but she was in trailer two.
Oh.
They showed that, a little bit of that flashback scene.
Which one?
With Thanos and Gamora, they showed the little showed. That.
Is it the one where he grabbed like she grabs
they're
his
holding,
finger? Or something?
Yeah, and holding the finger, and that's the part they show in the trailer. So probably bragging after that. It's like I'm her, but you probably maybe you can't brag because then you're like, I can't tell you if that's the only scene I'm in or
yeah.
Because
like how hard like it's hard enough to keep Tom Holland to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
8-year-old.
You probably just don't tell her anything. Like, well, maybe it's not in the movie. Maybe we just film stuff and we're like, we're not using that. I bet there's plenty they film and they're like, we're not using that. Just didn't use it.
That's gotta be disappointing because I'm sure like her parents are lying to her saying like, oh yeah, like you're gonna be in more movies like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. You're probably gonna be in it too.
Yeah.
And like this movie, you're probably gonna be in it too. Like who knows what movies you're gonna be
Guardians, in. That's what they do. They kill their people and then they become smaller people like Groot.
Yeah.
That's how the Guardians works, right?
Yeah,
like
so
eventually
it's only,
they're all gonna die
gonna
and they're
be,
gonna be baby Avengers.
Yeah,
I mean baby
like,
Guardians.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They're all just like younger versions of themselves.
Yeah.
There you go. That's volume 3. Baby Guardian.
There's like have you been reading these theories about Drax's movement thing?
No.
Like because you know how Drax does a slow
the joke?
Movement? Yeah.
You think because, the joke means something?
Well, because there's this theory that like
if that joke means something.
It's
going to blow my mind.
From the first, it goes back, it's a callback to the first Guardians movie.
It is?
Okay. Where baby Groot stops dancing whenever Drax looks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second movie, in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Drax stops dancing also.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Groot, the one argument is that Drax just doesn't like dancing.
Yeah.
But then I think he mentions that his wife, like he saw her at like a some sort of like crazy
dance
thing.
Yeah, she didn't move. There's dance. Dancers and there's people who dance and there's people who don't.
Yeah.
Because Gamora's not a dancer.
But Peter
is. And Drax saw his future wife and was like, oh, she's not dancing. That's the one for me.
Oh, so maybe that's Groot's way of trying to get him to like him.
Oh, maybe. He's like, oh, he doesn't like dancing.
He doesn't like dancing, so
that's
I'm not going to dance for
him.
Front of him
because he wants Drax to like
him. No, but they won the end of the first movie by dancing.
That is true. But Groot wasn't there.
Yeah.
Groot didn't see any of that.
So he's not aware. So the theory is like Drax just can't detect movement.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that if he stands still, he won't be detected either.
I like that theory.
I think that's kind of a weak theory.
It's very, very stretched because there's no way. Like,
yeah.
He's not like a T-Rex or something. It's like,
or
don't
like
move.
Yeah.
Can't see, or like a snake.
That's a solid reference if they did that in Jurassic World. That'd be a great reference.
Yeah.
If Peter Quill's like, don't move.
Yeah, he can't see.
So yeah, that's one of the theories.
Oh, that's interesting.
That it's him who can't detect people who are standing still.
I don't think that's coming full circle, huh? But who knows? Yeah. I mean, they referenced the movie. I mean, it was in movies, all three of the movies. So we'll just wait. We should just tweet James Gunn because he answers everything.
Yeah, but I don't want to waste his time. I feel like I'd be pissed.
I don't
want to
waste his time either because I'm like,
no, I'd be pissed if that's the answer he answers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like it's so rare for him to answer a question.
Yeah.
Like, so but he answered, I was surprised.
Well, he answers a lot of questions.
That's just the crazy thing.
I bet he's bombarded all the time because people know he answers questions.
I was going to mention that. I read his Instagram a lot, mm-hmm. and I like how now it shows tweets, like the comments. On Instagram, it'll show you like famous people comments,
mm-hmm.
or if they replied, if the person who posted the picture replies.
Yeah.
So one of them's like, "Sorry, we don't have the rights to those characters," is what James Gunn said.
Yes. Yeah.
And the person's like, "Can you please put Silver Surfer and Galactus in your neck in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What a dumb question to ask." And like, I'm so shocked that he answers it.
Yeah.
But like, also shout out to him. Cause like, what if someone said like, "Can you please put Batman in your next movie?" And he's like,
"Yeah." You like don't want dumb questions that you're like, "I know these things." It's like,
yeah, you're like, everyone knows.
He might tell us things that we don't know.
But like
that's how
not...
we found out about the ego thing. Like, we didn't hear about that. I think James Gunn was the one to reveal, "Oh, they made this trade." And I was like, "That's crazy. Why are you? I don't think they're going to be happy you telling us this."
But he said, "We do not have the rights to those characters at this time."
Yes.
But if Comcast does interfere with that deal,
yeah,
we might never have access to those characters.
Yeah, Comcast.
As if I'm Disney.
Yeah. It's we need it.
Yeah,
the MCU.
MCU. Team MCU
reunite
for life,
the Marvel
man.
Universe, man.
But, yeah, make the Marvel Universe great again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-ga.
Mm-ga.
I do that with everything now. When someone's like, "Man, I'm going to try to bring this back." I'm like, "Yeah, make that great again." And then I say, like, whatever the sound is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's weird. Also, Infinity War news, why his Gamora line was improvised.
That's amazing.
Yeah. As was,
I can't believe that was improvised. Peter Parker's, one of my favorite lines of the entire
Peter Parker's ending was improvised as
well.
That's
crazy. Like, those are two points.
Two of the best scenes.
Two of the best parts of the movie.
Which is, I mean, why is Gamora a lot less acting
I love,
required?
I know,
it's a great
scene. I loved it so much. I don't know why. It's just like, I did not expect that. I don't know. It just seems dumb, but it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was good. But, like, it's crazy, those lines, like, the one in Thor Ragnarok, like, a friend from work. Like, that's a pretty good line. Yeah. And that was given to him by, like, a Make-A-Wish kid or something.
Yeah.
I was like, it's crazy the stories you hear from some of the best parts of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, these people paid to do this didn't even come up with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. It gives you hope.
But at least they're smart enough to be like, oh, that works.
Well, that reminds me of Black Panther. It came out what Donald Glover contributed to the movie, because it says like special thanks to Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene where
at the waterfalls
where Shuri raises her hand and is like, "Can we get on with this? Like, this corset is hurting." It's like he pretty much was brought in to punch up some jokes.
Yeah, yeah,
because he's good friends with Ryan Coogler.
We still don't know. Do we know what Dan Harmon contributed to Doctor Strange? Did that ever?
It was the Dormammu scene.
Oh, the Dormammu scene, because that's what it was.
But it said a lot of his jokes were cut out.
Oh.
Like, they just didn't use them. Which is weird, because when I met Dan Harmon, a guy behind me had him sign a Doctor Strange backpack.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
That is
but strange. Then again, I have a Box Trolls backpack signed by the directors, so...
I think that's more relevant. That's way more relevant. That's 100% more relevant.
You know, it's the director and two writers.
Yeah. It's a ton more relevant. That's like the people who worked on it for years. Instead of the guy who brought in for a couple weeks or a month or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't think Dan Harmon even gets a writing credit on that movie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But that is cool. I have an album signed by the photographer of the cover. I don't think she gets I don't think she's credited on the album credits at all.
Yeah. Well, it's the cover.
Yeah. So.
You get it on the physical cover, right?
What?
We got the autograph on
on the physical cover.
Okay, yeah.
But that's only because it's a musician I know, and her sister took the album cover, and I was like, "Oh, I know this fact. Would you like to sign my album cover?"
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone's going to have you do that.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true.
Those are the rare.
It's unique.
The rare autographs.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, you got the artist," and they're like, "No."
Yeah.
I mean, I got the... It is the artist.
It is the artist.
Like, it's not the artist of music.
Like, if you know how sometimes movies have like the production babies?
Yeah.
If you got one of their autographs, do you think it'd be worth anything?
No.
It wouldn't have any value?
I don't know. I don't know what autographs are worth.
I think it depends.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone's ever gotten a bunch of stuff autographed and then tried to kill the person?
Whoa.
Like to increase value of their autographs? Value?
I don't know. That seems like a crazy thing to do.
We should make a movie about a guy who goes to airports to get celebrity autographs. What's that guy's life like?
Yeah.
Have you seen that video with Matt Damon? Where he's just signing like a dozen things at the airport.
Oh, really?
From one guy.
Yeah. Well, on TSD, like Hugh talks about that, where it's like, there's a lot of like autograph people who like, they're not fans. They just sell the
Yeah, they sell the autographs and they straight up are waiting at the airport for these celebrities.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw this.
Tony Hawk posts about it on Instagram.
I saw this thing. It was like Tom Felton, like the Draco in Harry Potter. He did like a series of like trying to understand the fans and stuff. And then he meets up with this one guy who's just one of those autograph people. And he's like, just tries to collect autographs from all these celebrities.
Apparently it happens really at Angels games a lot too.
It's very weird.
Where like the wait by the dugouts or something, or by the fan or the team exits.
Yeah.
Just to like, with like a stack of stuff.
Yeah.
Just to get autographs to sell.
Why would I don't know why anybody would sign a stack of stuff.
Yeah. Like, no, you have to, okay, I'm going to pull up this video. It's so.
No, I just wouldn't do it.
No, but it's so creepy. Like.
I know. I just don't understand why the celebrity would do it. It'd be like, I know what you're doing. Why would you do it for him? I'd just be like, oh, it's for you. Okay. But like doing it for, I know you're going to sell it. Like, it's weird.
Look at this.
Yeah, like why the hell? You gotta waste your time. It's like an eBay user, so you can get these online.
Like, what a nice guy.
I know.
No, it's like crazy. And then he like switches to like another marker.
Oh my god.
Because Tony Hawk was pissed about it, because he's like, how are they getting this information that I'm on this plane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was him, I'd just say, like, go F yourself on every autograph.
Yeah.
And then he, like, changes the size. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like straight up like a... And this is the guy posting the video. Is the guy who's selling it.
Oh, yeah.
And
he put his eBay name on that video. So he's like, buy it from me.
I'm surprised no one calls him a piece of shit.
Oh,
the
really?
Comments.
They're saying, oh, this is, Matt Damon's a good guy.
Oh, there we go.
Saying?
There's one guy. Congrats on being a greedy, money-hungry, effing piece of shit. Too bad he didn't spit on your face. I would have if I was him. You're pathetic.
Yeah, I don't know why you would make that your living.
So now LAX has like a private thing. You have to pay like out the nose for it.
Yeah.
Where it's this place, and then there's like a lounge you wait in privately. Like you have your own private lounge. And then there's a car that drives you to your plane.
Really?
And I'm like, holy crap, that is cool, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But then I forgot who I was. Oh, Chris Pratt. He's going to Spain from like LAX.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's flying economy.
Why? What?
I don't know. I'll show you on Instagram.
For
Jurassic World promotion.
What?
And I'm like, they couldn't afford to fly him.
That movie only costs hundreds of millions of dollars to make. Like,
let me find it.
That's Chris Pratt. It must have been like a situation where they were booked, like it was forced somehow.
I don't know why, but Instagram is taking forever to load lately. Hmm. Yeah, wheels up. And then, see, look, that doesn't look like a first class seat to me.
Huh. Weird.
Andy's promoting the movie on the plane. That's the craziest thing. What the hell is going on in our city? Someone stole a Tesla from the Tesla dealership, drove it to the mall, ran inside the Forever 21. Then last night, they found a 3-year-old walking around and rang all these doorbells at like 3:30 a.m.
Wow.
There was a robbery at a 7-Eleven. They arrested that guy. Gunpoint. They found a homeless encampment with a bunch of stolen bicycles. What the hell's happening in our city?
I don't know. I think it's always been happening. We just didn't know.
Yeah, now I know all this information. People call me paranoid, and I'm like, look at everything that's happening. I said, it's crazy.
That's only the stuff they're telling us about.
Yeah, that's the stuff they choose to promote.
There's potentially crazier stuff. They're like, oh, we cannot post that online.
It's crazy. Crazy. Okay. Back to the podcast. MCU. Bob Iger says MCU will focus on another franchise after Avengers 4, but will still make Avengers movies. Because, of course, why would you stop a money printing machine?
Exactly. We're going to stop making Avengers movies for a year.
Yeah.
Until we realize, oh, wait, you guys like Avengers movies.
It's craziness.
Yep. They got the... They got so many choices. They got so many options they can do. They're like, oh, we could do whatever we want. Pretty much. Like, people are going to watch these movies.
Yeah.
It's like, what do they want to do is the question. That's more of the question.
What direction do you think you see them going in?
I think a lot's dependent on that Fox deal.
We'll start making those X-Men movies, man. We'll make them properly.
If that Fox deal doesn't go through... I guess you just kind of like do what you're doing
basically. And hope for the best.
Yeah, you just kind of like say, oh, we'll shift to these new characters. And then somehow you find a way to like, you got to find a way to reboot it somehow though.
Like a new Avengers, Ultimate Avengers.
Yeah. Like, but I think you can sustain this for a little while without going back, oh, we need a new Tony Stark. I think you have a lot of time to, like, you wouldn't have to do that for another 15 years, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or like 20 years. Or I don't know how long these movies will go.
Oh,
like,
reboot it completely?
Reboot it completely. Somehow, in universe. I don't know how long you can sustain this. Because it's just like... Because comics can't do it. Comics don't be like... They always reboot. Like, their stuff happens with a 10-15 year period. They never go like, oh, now Tony Stark's old.
Well, yeah, they just rebooted all of it. Like,
yeah.
New... No, it was DC. But like, they did like Marvel Now or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
They kind of rebooted...
They rebooted all of that.
They rebooted, but then they always go back to like, oh, yeah. But this original stuff did happen. So they kind of like combined it. Like what DC's kind of doing now. Because they did the New 52. Then they did Rebirth, which Rebirth was going back to the old one. But like furthering the story more.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, like it never goes past like 20 years. You never get old superheroes and they're like, they stay old. So eventually it'll have to happen, but...
I wouldn't mind it though.
With Spider-Man being as good as people like him, and Black Panther being as like people like it, and like if Captain Marvel knocks it out of the park, they're gonna be okay with what they're doing. But that Fox, I don't know how they're gonna like the if the Fox deal does go through,
then it's obvious.
Then it's like, oh, it's the Fantastic Four path. Then you eventually lead right to the X-Men, and then you're set. Whatever you want to do. I don't know how they fit that in. I mean, they'll think of something. I trust what they're going to do, but that seems like hard to fit mutants kind of into that whole universe. It's just like, mutants are a huge worldwide thing. They've never really had something like that that's like that universe shifting, like that crazy.
Unless they would have to do like a Wakanda or like Wonder Woman type thing where it's like they lived among us and we just didn't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think it's going to be.
Like Professor Xavier was using Cerebro to shield everything.
Like, stuff did happen. Like, they erased memories. Yeah. So, like, it was happening. It's just anytime mutants would pop up in the news, they'd be like, okay, like, shut that down. Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be pretty cool.
Like, a TV show about, hidden, PR company that just hides mutants.
Hidden mutants.
Yeah.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
It's like a spinoff of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Yeah, like which they're just all underground. Are there to, it's kind of like
what it's like
they,
Men in Black.
It's like what they do in like Incredibles, like the supers are gone.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, there's a government agency like hiding mutants and X-Men and stuff.
Yeah, like they'll just call it like S.H.I.E.L.D. level 9 or whatever.
Yeah, it's like super S.H.I.E.L.D. Like this, it was its own division and it wasn't even part of that Hydra.
Yeah, like it was like so
underground, like ground and
yeah, that
stuff,
no one knew about it.
That like Nick Fury was running the secret thing and he's like, oh, there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Like that.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always ways to do it. So I really want that Fox deal to go through.
Yeah. Wonder Woman 2 news. Patty Jenkins got a raise to $9 million, which is more than triple what she made on the first film.
That's good.
Yeah, it's deserved.
Definitely. Especially
since like every other movie in the DCEU is not.
Yeah, exactly. Good. That's the one that people are like, oh, that one's good. That's yeah. The good one.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Out of how many they made now? It's like 4 or 5. I don't know. But yeah, it's crazy that only one of them's really good. All the other ones are like either really bad or like, eh, whatever. But yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Harley Quinn spinoff might be rated R. And there's two scripts, apparently, competing scripts. One is like...
I think one's like a Gotham City Sirens.
One's yeah, Gotham City Sirens. One's more Harley Quinn.
Yeah. So, I think the R rating is the way to go. I think you lean into that. And you, like, they haven't done it yet for DC, but like you look at what Fox is doing, you're like, oh, we can do a Logan-esque type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that makes
go
sense.
Go sexier.
Yeah.
More violent.
Yeah, do things, yeah. Avoid what Marvel's doing. That's the key is avoid what the MCU's doing. Even though they're doing stuff that you would want to do, but like, if you can't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's what Deadpool does. You can't do it, don't do it. And then he does great stuff and makes tons of money. So.
Captain Marvel news?
We got some casting. Annette Bening and Corbin Burnson have joined the cast.
Yeah. And then Kevin Feige says this movie allows for the introduction of Ms. Marvel, which they have planned.
That's pretty cool.
Which is crazy.
That's pretty cool. I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah, because like, someone commented like, oh, it's Riz Ahmed. He commented mm-hmm. and said like, how long until you call me, Mindy Kaling, and Kumail Nanjiani to write the script for this movie?
Mm-hmm, for Ms. Marvel?
For Ms. Marvel. And I was like, yes, do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. I really like that he said that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's surprising.
It's very
surprising.
It seems
like a big shift from like Miles Morales.
Yeah.
When they were like, we can't put him in our universe because he's black.
Yeah. But they did like put him in though.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, no, that was, it wasn't Kevin Feige. It was.
Yeah, it was a Sony.
It was a.
It was
a Rad.
Yeah, that guy. Oh my gosh. But then isn't he working on like the animated movie?
It's like, yeah, so I know. Well, I think he's just like a producer. Or something. Yeah. Doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still excited about that. Let's see what that does. The animated one. Yeah, Spidey-verse. It just looks so cool.
Yeah.
And then Captain Marvel news. Coulson is going to be the new guy at S.H.I.E.L.D.
So yeah,
be like almost like his first day on the job type of thing.
Do you think he puts those Captain America cards somewhere?
I hope
his desk?
So. I hope they lean more into that.
Yeah,
that'd be really fun. He's like, because like S.H.I.E.L.D. was like founded on Captain America, kind of, right? So like, I feel like he's like a big fanboy, and then he can do fun things with Coulson.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. TV news. They're making a Doom Patrol show. So it's going to be another live action series on the streaming service, and they're first going to appear in the Titans live action TV show. So I guess it's in they're making like a Titans universe type thing. Because I think in the comics, like Beast Boy was originally in Doom Patrol. I think that was his first team. So they're gonna do in the live action for two. So that DC Universe thing is really weird. Like they're having so many new shows come out like
exclusively on the streaming service.
Yeah,
and it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, it's just a way more of a like a full throttle. It's like, shouldn't you guys do a couple shows and see if it works? It's like crazy to go that full throttle.
Okay, so like, well, the thing is, they have to do this because there is no content else that we know about.
Yeah,
what?
I'm like, I wonder why they wouldn't. Just
what
pull,
existing content do pull, you want on there?
Well, like the animated movies, like the TV shows, like Batman the Animated Series,
Justice League Unlimited, Justice League, Superman.
Yeah. And then she was, I put like Smallville on there, the whole thing.
Birds of Prey, that lasted like a few episodes.
Yeah, do that too.
What about Lois and Clark? Lois and Clark.
Put that on there too.
Batman 66.
Put the Superman movie, like the
all those Superman movies.
Yeah, just put like dump all your DC stuff on there.
Yeah,
like that. That'd be pretty. They got a pretty good catalog. There's a lot of DC Static Shock.
Static Shock. And then there's the other show. There's that robot show.
Yeah, there's like Batman Beyond. Zeta.
Yeah,
Zeta.
Project
whatever.
Zeta or something.
Yeah. And then put Batman Beyond on there. I think got a good little thing right there. It's just that's a lot of content that they're already making.
And that's, well, it's a lot of content, but I don't think it's enough to.
Oh no, it's not
charge for.
It's definitely not. That's why I'm curious about it.
Unless like, they are like, oh yeah, you know how Batman animated series is coming out on Blu-ray, you also get it in 1080p streaming. Like,
yeah, yeah. I'm wondering. This is an interesting experiment that they're doing with the streaming service.
And they would have to do like at least a year behind animated movies.
Yeah. That's true.
I think.
Yeah.
That'd probably be best. What about any DCU stuff?
Like what?
Like Wonder Woman, Batman vs. Superman.
Oh.
Yeah, Dark Knight trilogy?
I mean, they should put that on there too. Batman. I mean. But like, I don't know if they stay away from the movies just because like it's more of a TV thing or if it's like, we haven't really heard about movies. They haven't been making movies exclusively for that. Like, I'm wondering if they'll make an animated movie.
Well, no, I'm saying this is all has to be existing content because they're talking so much about all this new original content for this.
True. I kind of feel like they stay away from the live action, though, even though I want them to do it. I feel like...
What's it called?
Or not live action, but stay away from the feature.
What's this thing called?
I think it's just called, like, DC Universe or something.
DC Lot or something like that?
I think it's just DC Universe. It's a dumb name for a streaming service because it's confusing. If you say DC Universe, I'm like, okay, the DC Universe. No, I'm talking about the streaming service. It's just like a, they need to come up with a name. That's not really a name. That's just saying, like if you called something the Marvel Universe, like what are you talking about? The Marvel Universe. Oh, the streaming service. It's like, that makes no sense.
I want to sign up for updates.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they said when it's coming out. It's got to be this year, though, I would. Because that Titan show, they've been filming for a while.
Titans is expected to premiere sometime this year.
Okay. So it is this year. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the only one they've really made. So, I guess, like, it is slower. I guess they have to be announcing these things or they have to get made so they can be put on, but like that show and Young Justice are the two shows that I think they're going to start with.
Yeah,
but yeah, I am curious to see what's on there with it that's existing content because they haven't talked about that really that I've heard.
I got some bad news for you, Mike.
All right, what's the news?
Inhumans has been canceled.
I'm glad. I'm happy.
Officially,
not bad news. Good news.
Yeah.
I think you just pretend that show doesn't exist and you make that Inhumans movie that they wanted to.
When they announced that it was canceled, I'm like. It took them this long to cancel. Like,
how was it not canceled?
It always canceled
while it was going on. Yeah,
I assumed it was canceled after the IMAX premiere.
Yeah, me too. Man, why would you?
They're hoping it would create buzz.
Oh man, that's just like the worst thing to put in. Like that must have been a terrible experience going to that showing in IMAX. To be like, what is this? They didn't even do anything.
I feel
like
they're not promoting Cloak and Dagger enough, though.
They're not, though. Yeah. Yeah. But I think they screened an episode. Supposedly it was good, I think, maybe. But yeah, it's kind of hard. They got a lot going on. But it's like it's a summer show. It's like a hard, like a weird time to to premiere a show. But maybe they're promoting it harder to like their demographic. Like the demographic, it's like a freeform show, I guess. So it's like, it's a different demographic. I wonder how any of those shows do well, but people like a lot of those freeform shows. So I'm like, oh, they're finding their audience. So maybe that's where the advertising is somehow finding their audience.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'm just out of that primary demographic.
I don't know what shows are on Freeform, but there are shows on Freeform that people watch. So I imagine like...
Like Switched at Birth or something?
Yeah, are there shows like that? Yeah. I feel like I see them on like the... like.
On the TV guide when I'm switching channels.
Yeah, or like Newvie, or like they preview those shows on like before you watch a movie or something. We got Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news. They are coming back for season 6. They're always on the fence every season. But it's only coming back for 13 episodes, which it's usually like 22, 23. And it's coming summer 2019. So that's after
Is it in the hiatus?
Right now, yeah, just ended.
No, I'm saying is that 13 episode slot in the hiatus? Like, because you know they take a break? You like a mid-season break?
I think it's just 13 episodes.
Oh, no, because it's 8 weeks, right, that they take a break for normally?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, it's weird because it's coming back in summer. Yeah. So it's usually a show that's going on fall.
Competing with Game of Thrones, man. What are they
that's
thinking?
That's true. That's pretty dumb. But it's on, well, if it stays on Fridays.
Yeah, it's going to be on Fridays instead of Sundays. But
yeah, that is weird.
That's
though.
Crazy.
But I think, Fridays, I'm guessing it has to do with the storyline because like Avengers 4.
No, Fridays are where shows go to die.
I know, but like they brought it back. I think they just bring it back because like it's just an advertisement. It's an advertisement.
That's the crazy thing I just thought about when you said the Nuvi thing
mm-hmm.
is like, because we go
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, we go for the 20 minutes before movie
yeah,
start.
Like we allocate that into the...
Because I like
into the
because most of the stuff you see on there, I'm like...
And stuff. That's never, the only time we see it.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch this thing. I don't even know half those things that come out because I don't see any advertising outside of that most of the time.
So yeah, like Smallfoot or Littlefoot or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, where they do the thing where the actors are talking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, and how do you pronounce her name? Not Zendaya. She said it differently.
Oh, it's not Zendaya?
That's the name. I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, what name did I hear recently where I was like, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because we live in a pretty much commercialist world now where you can avoid commercials if you want.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yet we will go to the movie theater 20 minutes early.
Which is
to watch the advertisements.
That's true. That is weird. It is getting more annoying because they're actually throwing actual ads in the middle of those things. Where I'm like,
or the ad for it's like, do you want to start in the movie industry?
Yeah.
Apply now for Regal Entertainment Group.
Like, that's not going to happen.
And I'm like, that's not like me shoveling popcorn. Isn't how, like, is that how Brad Pitt started in the movie industry? Show me an actor or anyone of significance. That started by cleaning movie theaters.
You know what happens? Famous people see movies sometimes, and you might run into them.
You know what Francis Ford Coppola did before he directed The Godfather? He was handing out 3D glasses.
Oh, whoa. Man, 3D movies didn't exist back then.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
He's ahead of his time.
He was offering popcorn and candy with people's purchases. They're like, oh, do you want to buy a Regal Crown combo? Fit for a king.
You're like, crown up, rewards, please. Regal crown.
Yeah.
Rewards, man.
He's trying to make you give to charity at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can have a chance to win a movie poster that they used to give for free.
I mean, that's
because they're tiny.
That's really the only path to get into the movie business.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way. Like, film school? No. I mean, why would you do that when you could just work?
No, you have to go to film school still.
Yeah.
You go to film school and then you go work for Regal.
Yeah, you can't really work at Regal unless you've gone to film school.
Yeah, because it's on your application.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, you want to be in the movie business.
Oddly enough, an art history degree also gets you an application to Regal.
Yes, it does help.
Or oddly specific history degrees. Any history degree, really. You get a chance to work in the movie industry.
Yeah. It's just one big stepping stone.
I always wanted to apply for one of those jobs just to see how high of a position
they
could get
make,
with my college degree.
I think they should make people who make movies work at a theater.
Yeah.
Like ones that make movies for theaters, I guess. Because there's people who make movies for Netflix. They don't have to work in a theater.
No, they just have to watch Netflix.
I don't think Netflix like gives anybody free... Does Netflix give people free Netflix?
No, Ali Wong talks about that in her stand-up special.
Because I feel like that's what everyone says.
She's like, I know I'm on Netflix and I'm very successful on Netflix, but I still use my sister-in-law's Netflix account.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that they give the Duffer Brothers free Netflix. I don't think they give anybody free Netflix.
I know UFC fighters have to pay for Fight Pass to watch their, like,
seems crazy.
The fight library.
Yeah.
So they can study their opponent's fight history.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay $10 a month.
That's so weird. They can't just get tape on them. They're like, nope, buy this.
No, the UFC used to offer tape, and then they changed their policy, so now they have to fight.
Wow,
like, pay $10
to get money,
which is crazy.
That
like,
is really crazy.
Some
like, don't you want the best product?
Well,
we can get the best product if we study our opponents for free.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
Where it's like, hey, you know how I'm giving you content?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how's that not?
I find it hard to believe that Netflix doesn't give. Like, I'm sure they have, like, Netflix life accounts. Like, they're just like,
yeah,
okay.
They got to, but you hear it a lot where they're like, the people working on this stuff's like.
Or who was it? It's that guy from Bug's Life. Like, Pixar mm-hmm. didn't want to give, or Disneyland didn't want to give him a lifetime, like, pass.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, oh, I'll do the voice for Flick in the parks, mm-hmm. but I want a lifetime pass. You don't have to pay me at all. I just want a lifetime pass. And Disneyland's like, no.
Oh.
And then I think John Lasseter was visiting the parks, and he's like, what's up with this voice? It sounds different. And he's
really,
like,
it was a different Flick?
Yeah, they hired a different guy to do wow. Flick. And he's like, oh, yeah, he just didn't want, like, he wanted a lifetime pass. And he's like, just give it to him.
Yeah.
And now I see him at the park. I've seen him at the park like four times. Which is pretty crazy. Like
that is crazy.
For a celebrity sighting,
that
means he goes a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, he does the voice now. But it's like crazy that that's the sticking point.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh,
that's crazy that they would deny that to him. It's like, is it really that big a deal? I mean,
yeah, like
you're gonna be spending money in the park. It's like,
you think if Mark Hamill gets a lifetime pass, right?
Yeah, he's got to. With the Disney acquisition of Star Wars?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if he hadn't had one already, like,
how cool would that be if you're in the park and you see Mark Hamill?
That'd be pretty cool.
They say a lot of celebrities don't even pay for that because it's like a big, it's cool. It's cool to like see the celebrity in the park for normal people.
Yeah.
But then I've seen it where like I saw Jason Alexander and he was there with like 12 people. And
yeah.
I'm like, geez.
Yeah, I assume the lifetime pass doesn't apply to everyone like you bring.
I assume it does.
Really? 12
like
people?
Family?
Yeah, that's where it gets a little.
I'm like, about giving him a Mormon?
What if he's coming here all the time with 12 people?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of
people.
Money we're losing.
Well, the crazy thing is when you see a celebrity without a celebrity host person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, they're just like us.
They didn't spend
like the $400 an hour it costs to have that host.
Mm-hmm.
Per person in the party. It's crazy. It's so expensive.
Yeah, it's nuts. But you get to go to the front
of the line. You get to go to the front of the line every ride.
Mm-hmm.
But like Justin, okay, let's see. Who's like a famous Disney star?
Like Zac right Efron? Now? Like on the Disney?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know who's on, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know who the biggest star is now.
What's her name? How do you pronounce it? Zendaya.
I don't
let's
know.
Just call
I was,
her Zendaya.
I was just going to say that and I was like, you said it was wrong. So
yeah.
We don't know the real
name. Or Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. You think they get a lifetime pass is what you're saying?
Surely they have to have a lifetime pass.
I think once you're out of Disney, you're like out of Disney.
It's like blood in, blood out.
Dead to us, yeah.
Maybe.
I think you're like, you're not Disney anymore. You're in the Disney channel.
What about the off. Descendants stars?
No. I think way too low.
Descendants?
Way too low.
No, because one of those girls is on, she has a show where she's two people in the show.
I think you get like vouchers and like get to go to the park for free, but I don't think you get like a lifetime. Like what if it's like 30 years from now? It's like nobody knows who you
well,
are.
Like the DuckTales cast was there recently.
Yeah.
And then they were on the parade.
Yeah.
Ben Schwartz.
I know. I'm saying you get in the park for free, but a lifetime pass is a different thing.
Yeah.
Plus,
but it's like, how much would it cost them to give them a lifetime pass?
I don't know. You're giving them out to everybody. It's going to end up costing a lot.
I don't think so.
Over time.
How many, like, I'm saying, like,
I think
major stars.
Voice of Flick deserves more than a Disney Channel star.
What about, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's like, because it's weird. You get into the Marvel of it all and the Star Wars of it all. It's like, I don't know.
Daisy Ridley?
I feel like she's got to get one.
Chris Pratt?
I feel like the farther they live, too, you should give them one. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they're in England.
Yeah,
they're
give it to them.
Give it to them. They're not going to be here.
Valid only at Disneyland and Southern California.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even let them go to other Disney
other parks.
Parks
no.
Like, that's what
Disney
I would
Paris?
Do. But if you're living in the LA area, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting one. You're too close.
Neil Patrick Harris. He's the voice of many a rides on Disneyland.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Patrick Warburton, same deal.
Huh. They definitely get him then. If you're a voice on something in the park, they get some.
Paycheck isn't enough?
No. I gotta hear my voice.
Every time. I know it's so crazy.
I gotta go to my voice.
We're in a hurry, hurry, hurry. It's Neil Patrick Harris says that. So check for your safety, safety, safety.
Why is it him?
I have no idea. Well, that ride is shut down now. They're changing it to the Incredible Coaster. So it's or Incredicoaster or something. I think he's still the voice on Indiana Jones, though.
Weird.
Like, they updated that ride and put him on as the voice.
That's strange.
And then Patrick Warburton.
I can't remember him doing... What has he done with Disney?
Like, nothing.
That's what I'm saying. You would think they'd have some other kind of relationship in TV or movies.
That's the crazy thing with Patrick Warburton, though. He's the voice on, like, two things. And you're like, holy shit. Oh, but he's the voice of Kronk, too.
Yeah.
But that's, like, there's no footprint of Emperor's New Groove in the park.
Yeah. That's like, oh, we can use you because your Kronk's not in this park anywhere.
Which I think was a mistake because they have that ride in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that would make a great ride in real life. Yeah. But I guess.
I don't think the movie's big enough for people to.
That's crazy. But then again,
they do obscure stuff.
Yeah.
That's like not based on stuff. So they could do it.
They could if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we?
We got some crazy news. Epix has ordered a 10-episode origin story about, get this, Batman's best friend and butler, Alfred Pennyworth. They're doing a Pennyworth series.
This is boring.
Yeah.
I would have wanted this like 5 years ago, but then I saw what happened to Gotham.
Yeah, we reached the breaking point. It's done. They've gone insane.
This
is like the Aunt May spy thing all over again. It's like, who cares? Honestly, I'd rather watch a show that's about like a military dude like over like a show called Pennyworth. It's like, I understand you can make him have a cool origin. It's like, I just don't care if there's no Batman. It's like,
see, this is where that project I was talking about with Uxher.
Mm-hmm.
This is proof that it could survive.
I know. If Pennyworth
is getting a 10-episode wheel, then whatever I said that we're not going to tell anyone because I think this is a feasible idea.
Yeah, I think it could be a
ticket. Could get made. Yeah. Especially in the world we live in now.
I agree with you. That could definitely get made.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Especially if it was historically accurate.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot right now.
Oh, yeah. Or historically accurate with like fictional characters.
Yeah.
People love that stuff.
Yeah. And they're like, shines a light.
I am one of those people.
This shines a light on something that we don't talk about.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. Yeah. Because there hasn't been much about that aspect recently, I don't think.
What? On that event in
history? On that event in history. Like recently. Like they've done a lot of that time period, but not like.
We always talk about the glamorous side.
Yeah, exactly. We're not talking about the downside.
We're
not talking
about the dark side.
Yeah. And then we got some news in the Arrowverse on the CW. They say Batwoman's going to appear in the crossover event that they do almost every year.
Yeah, they're saying it's not going to take long until Batman appears because Gotham is only, like, their next season is short season, last season, just to focus on the development of Batman.
Wait, what is what?
Gotham.
Oh, the Gotham, the TV show.
Yeah, the next season's the last season.
Yeah.
And it's,
so I assume he just shows up last episode and he's like,
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman, and that's how the show ends. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Arrow's gonna...
So they're saying like it's not long until Batman appears in the Arrowverse.
I would think so. I mean, like they had Superman appeared in like...
Supergirl?
Yeah.
The silhouetted
that's on
one?
A different Earth.
Or is it a different
No, it's
Superman?
A real person. They got an actor.
That's crazy.
Showed up in like two episodes, so.
That's even crazier.
Yeah. So like, it's only a matter of time. Like, I don't know where Batman's gonna, I don't know how, or, because they've been they name dropped Bruce Wayne, they've name dropped Gotham in the past.
They did at Powerless too.
Yeah. So, I think it'll happen. I don't know why they're like, they're so weird about it sometimes. They're like, oh, we're doing movie stuff, like, because they were using Deathstroke for a while, and then they're like, oh, we're making a Deathstroke movie, you can't use Deathstroke right now. And it's like, but why? Like, it doesn't, it's crazy. I don't get some of that stuff, but like, they get to use a lot of characters.
So. Yeah, it's weird.
So it's, yeah, that's pretty cool though. I like them expanding into different characters and a character we've never seen in live actions. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Board game news. IDW is releasing a Batman the Animated Series board game this summer for $50. It's called Gotham Under Siege.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Star Wars news. Star Wars movie news. Lando Calrissian. Apparently, it came out that Lucasfilm wanted to make a spinoff, but now they're saying nope. Like, we might. We don't know.
What do you think would more likely to happen? Because they are... The actors are signed on to multiple.
Yeah.
Do you think they would make a sequel to Han Solo? Or
no.
I think Orlando's more likely. They're probably both unlikely.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to wait until May 25th and we'll see black people in the theaters.
The money will tell us.
Dancing and stuff, just like Black Panther. And then Disney's going to be like,
it's going to happen at all.
Disney's going to, we'll see black people wearing capes around. And then Disney's like, okay, like, you know what? Black people came out just for this guy.
I was like, we should have done this from the beginning.
Yeah.
Why was it ever
And they're like,
so
you know
low?
What? We should have just made everything for black people because black people love movies.
True. Well, why don't they ever lean into those demographics?
I have no idea.
And they're like, white people aren't seeing movies, guys.
No, because, okay, so the other bit of news is they came out and said, like, Lando Calrissian is pansexual.
Oh, yeah.
And it bugged me that that news came out because my coworker, who's super conservative, who, quote-unquote, is a big Star Wars fan, but incredibly Republican, is like, so you know what they're going to say about this next Star Wars movie? They're going to say that Rey is a crazy, the most powerful Jedi ever, and she's also a transsexual, because everyone has to put politics into it. And I'm like, they're not going to say something like that.
Yeah.
And then they did. They're like, oh, yeah.
That's the thing. But, like, they say things, but then, like,
but they don't
is
back
it
up.
Present in the movie?
That's the,
like,
crazy thing.
It's just like,
but like this year,
to, he's like, oh, he's just sleeping with everybody, pretty much,
yeah.
Probably. And
like,
it's
oh,
not
yeah,
going to be
fucking
like
everyone.
You're not going to see him like doing stuff. Like, it's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Like, what do you really see? You don't see anything.
No, but the crazy thing is, like, we're not talking about the fact that Luke Skywalker was incestuous.
I know. Like, how are you not outraged about that? You're like,
that's
really,
the point
George
I
Lucas?
Brought up. That's the point I brought up. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you're concerned with transsexuals, but you're okay with incest?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, like, they didn't directly say it. And I was like, he kissed his sister.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of time in between those films. So yeah. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like.
But, yeah. I'm all for Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
I think it's just because he's such a sexy guy that.
He's just so cool
that everyone's attracted to him.
I think that's what it is.
That's I understand the
and
feeling.
And like what? Yeah, yeah. And
that happens
like
to me
aliens.
All the time.
There's like aliens in space and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So like you're like Chris Pratt is the same. He has sex with aliens.
Exactly. So I don't see
him and Gamora. Is that okay?
Yeah. Like Kirk was doing it back in Star Trek days in the 60s when they were making that show.
He kissed a black woman.
It wasn't as controversial as kissing an alien, I guess.
What do you mean?
Or, I mean, an alien, it was way more controversial than
yeah,
kissing a green alien.
Which is crazy.
I'm like, that's okay? It's like, but that's not real. And real. And they're like,
I don't understand it. I was bonkers. Like, you know, I told him, I was like, you know what? The Star Wars fans are better off without you.
Yeah.
When you're going to say spew your hate. The funny thing is he was a big fan of the band Against Me. And the lead singer was transsexual and came out and like got the surgery to become a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I don't listen to that band anymore. And I'm like, why not? He's like, because I used to feel like a man listening to those songs. Now I hear those songs and I'm like, oh, this isn't real manliness. I was like, you have some issue, dude.
Yeah. That's
like, what is your issue? If like, that's, yeah. I don't understand it. I don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy what effect, what
but
effect,
I also
what
listen to Kanye
people.
West music. So
yeah.
It's cool that you're that dedicated to your cause, I guess.
I guess some people are affecting it, really. I just judge them. I like movies, and
yeah,
that's the character I like in movies, and then that's
yeah, like Louis is a great TV show.
Yeah.
Terrible person.
True.
Movies that Bob Weinstein produced tend to be pretty good.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
Yeah. I was rewatching Kill Bill the other day, and I saw his name, and I was like, ooh.
That's weird.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Am I going to stop watching Kill Bill?
No.
No.
Can't. It's too good.
Was he a monster?
Yeah, of 100%. Course.
100%.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a weird thing. People make stuff.
Yeah.
But like.
Do I think that Kill Bill would make me into a monster watching a movie he produced? Not at all.
No, exactly. Because you're not like. You see the name, and then it's a fleeting thought. It's not like you're constantly thinking about the whole movie.
Yeah.
Or it's like, was it like slaves built like the White House and stuff? I mean, are we looking at the White House? Like, should we tear down the White House? I don't know. Like,
the Southerners did it before.
Yeah. So it's like a weird thing where you're like, oh, there's a lot of bad stuff in the world.
Yeah.
Just what the world's bad stuff. It just you remember it, and then you're like, oh yeah, that piece of shit. Like,
It's crazy though, because like, how are you going to say that? Like, you're not going to listen to that music, but you're going to be like, hey, let's keep those Confederate statues up that were put up during the 60s to scare black people.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't put it in the right context. They're like, no, those weren't statues from back then.
Then the argument instantly is like, fake news. And I'm like, history. Like, yeah. No, not even...
Real yeah, like, history.
True facts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just...
People don't want to hear any... They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to believe.
The crazy thing is he's a big fan of punk music.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a conservative. Mm. And I'm like, you're like Paul Ryan. Which I'm sure he would take as a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get how poor, uneducated white people can support a president who doesn't give a shit about them and only hurts them.
Because they're not, they don't do what liberals do, I guess.
I think it's because they're stupid and don't have foresight to know that they're going to get fucked.
Yeah, I think they care more about what they believe than what is reality.
Yeah, because
they care about more people. Oh, he talks like he's. He's saying what I want him to say, so it's like,
yeah,
I agree with what he's saying. There, I don't care the consequences.
The Chinese started buying soybeans from the Russians,
mm-hmm.
and now like a bunch of farmers in the Midwest are like out of a job.
Yeah,
because they grew soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they realize what's happening to them? Where is their outrage?
I don't know.
They are the ones who need Twitter accounts.
It's not a big enough group of people. I guess.
Yeah, because I think soybeans, it could be one guy growing like all the soybeans.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, his voice is not loud enough.
I was thinking about that. When are we going to get into autonomous farming?
I don't know. Why we do somewhat, right?
Like I got that Roomba thing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I had one that could harvest soybeans.
I gotta imagine we have machines doing a lot of farming though, no? I can't imagine it's all people farming stuff.
Yeah, then, like, why don't we just do that? Like, I
think we are doing that.
I should just buy up land from a farmer.
And have a machine.
And just have it all, like, I just don't want to even visit it. I'll live here.
I mean, I think you have to have some people.
I don't think people. So.
Really? You can do a whole automated farming
thing? I
think
I can do a whole automated farming thing.
Huh. It'd be interesting.
The way we have sensors and everything,
mm-hmm.
I think it wouldn't be that hard to do. My house. Look at my house.
Yeah.
I come home. Door unlocks. TV turns on to what I want to watch.
Yeah, but sometimes
certain lights turn on, certain lights turn off.
Sometimes the Roomba like goes into the bathroom now and it's stuck.
Yeah, it hasn't happened
every now and then though.
Yeah, it stopped happening.
Like that happened at a farm, it'd be a lot worse.
Then I'll fly out.
You have to fly out a lot then.
Okay, I'll keep one person there.
Overseer. Yeah.
Okay.
One guy.
What do you do?
He's just watching. He's slacking the whole time.
Sure.
The machines are doing all the work.
So pay him whatever the minimum wage is in Missouri.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in Missouri anyways. It's perfect. Yeah. Win-win.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine that exists somewhere. Automated farming.
Autonomous tractors and stuff.
Yeah. Why not?
I think I think it's just expensive investment.
Yeah.
You just need a lot of capital.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know why. Like, the only reason I think we don't do it is because, like,
I think we do it somewhat, though. I don't think every farmer is farming like the way they did 50 years ago. Like, there's new tools, new technology.
Could you imagine if we took away the jobs of those people? They'd be infuriated.
Anybody would be infuriated.
Especially if the person looked like me.
Everybody would be infuriated.
If it was me,
if anybody took their job.
And I was like, I'm the face of this whole cause to take your jobs.
Yeah.
That I don't see the point of at all. I'm doing you a favor.
Well, that's the problem with the world. That's why everyone's like, the coal miners, they're like, there are jobs.
Why do we have physical... Well, that's the thing. Coal mining is nearly autonomous at this point,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we are bending over backwards for these coal miners.
Yeah, it's like an obsolete industry. You should be get out now. Like,
do we bend over backwards for like the asbestos manufacturers, too?
That's the thing. No, we don't.
Or the people who create cancer cells? Like, we might as well bend over backwards for them, too. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's weird.
We bend over backwards for the wrong people in this country, I think. Gun manufacturers, yeah. We bend over backwards for them.
Mm-hmm.
Car makers who make crappy cars, bend over backwards for them. Bankers who, like, mismanage money on purpose, mm-hmm. bend over backwards for them.
Yep.
Vote for Dhruv Patel.
It's a good platform.
Yeah. Let's stop bending over backwards for people that don't deserve to be bent over backwards for. Say we bend over backwards for like minorities and stuff. No, we bend over backwards for people who are stuck in their ways.
Yeah, I think people, they like, people mistake like what's being said and what seems to be like a general attitude, but clearly is not like really a general attitude. I think they perceive that to be what's going on, but in the background, what we're actually doing money-wise and action-wise
is like completely opposite.
Completely opposite. Like, because you'll say like the rhetoric, oh, everybody's PC and stuff. Well, that's like the rhetoric, but when you look, and then the reaction to that makes it even worse, because then they're like, oh,
well, I will say it's gotten too far with that. I am not a big fan of the super PC people.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day where it's like polyamorous people. They they shorten it to poly.
Yeah.
In their whatever that they're advertising that they're polyamorous.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, do not put poly anymore. We have to put polyam because Polynesian people are offended by it. And I'm like, really? Like, how about you just don't advertise anything? Just stop.
How about we don't care?
Yeah, like, no one cares that you're
do what you want to do. Yeah.
I don't care.
That's true. But that's what I'm saying. Like, on one side, people mistake that for, like, oh, everybody's embracing that we should do that.
Why?
When it's, like, in reality, it's, like, no one cares what you do.
This would be a great Friday episode. I don't know why I got to this. Oh, it's because of Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Lando, man.
They should make that movie. And he should just start shooting people in the face. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Or how great would it be in this movie if he stops Han Solo from shooting first? It's like, whoa.
Cool your jets, man.
We don't shoot first. I just want someone to say that.
I feel like they're going to do a lot of that stuff. You already tell from the trailer, he's like, I have a good feeling about this. Opposite of a bad feeling. And there's just going to be a bunch of stuff where you're like in...
Tell me the odds.
Yeah, tell me the odds this time. Oh, those are the odds. Oh, never tell me again.
I'm getting cocky, kid.
That'd be hilarious. The whole movie's just opposite of opposite odds. Opposite of Han Solo. He changed.
He's a whole different person now.
And he's the one who says, I love you, and then someone else says, I know.
And he's like, oh, that's what it feels like.
Oh.
He's like, that's a cool line. I'm going to use that later.
Anytime someone says that to me, I'm going to be, I know. Say, I know. I totally see a lot of that stuff happening.
Out of experience, you should never say that to someone because it is not taken well, especially if they are not always thinking of Star Wars.
Yep. You got to be in the Star Wars mindset.
Which, unfortunately, I am.
Unfortunately, that's
24/7. I'm very rarely in the reality mindset.
Very different, yeah.
But yeah, people are driving me crazy, I think. Because I'm like...
The world's a crazy place.
Yeah. One of my coworkers, because I was asking my coworkers, I was like, hey, you guys, we only have 3 more days to register to vote. Are you registered to vote? And the woman's like, no. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, you have very conservative views. Like, you would never guess from this person.
Mm-hmm.
And my other coworker's like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, she doesn't believe in gay marriage. And that person's like, why? And she's like, they can't have kids. What's the point? And I was like, are they having sex in your bed? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Think the only people should only get married to have kids? Is that what?
Yeah.
I guess that's what they think.
Yeah. It's weird. Because I was like, you don't have kids. And you were married. Like, what was the point of that marriage?
Yeah. There you go. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not even a marriage until there's a kid.
Yeah. Do you think dinks shouldn't be married? It's crazy. TV news. Jon Favreau's TV show, Star Wars TV show, set 7 years after Return of the Jedi. Mm.
What does it all mean? The hidden years, the forgotten years, the years that people don't know about yet.
Yeah.
The years they skipped over.
But we don't even know if it has to do with anything we've seen.
I'm sure it doesn't. I would assume. But then again, everything they're doing tells me it does. Just because like they haven't done anything yet that's outside of like the original trilogy and the new...
Whatchamacallit? Battlefront 2? That storyline?
Yeah, but then they connect it back to the main characters. Do. I'm waiting for them to do like an offshoot. They haven't done that yet.
I'm telling you, E.T. movie.
I mean, Yeah, that's the movie you do, man.
Yeah, last night we were talking, we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Which made me realize, I was like, I think we should hang out with Amadeo more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because his thinking on stuff is...
Oh, yeah.
Right in line with us.
He's simpatico.
Yeah.
He just gets what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because we were
other people, you say that to other people, and they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, they're like, why are you talking about this at all? And we're like having like the most insane conversation.
Yeah.
About how we want to see the early years of E.T. Mm-hmm. because E.T. knows Yoda. Yeah. That's canon.
Yeah.
And E.T.'s people were there in the Phantom Menace, right?
Yeah, Phantom Menace in the Senate.
In the Senate, yeah. So what happens to their people? And let's just imagine that E.T.'s like one of the... Like, E.T.'s seen some stuff, man.
Yeah. E.T.'s been through a lot.
Stormtroopers came.
There's always so much you can build on E.T. They don't even touch him in the movie. They're just like, no, this is the kid focused and the E.T.'s in the movie, but like, we're not exploring E.T. at all. Yeah. You can explore E.T. a ton. There's a lot going on there we don't know anything about.
Like, what if Yoda didn't go to Dagobah right away?
Yeah.
He hopped around.
I find it hard to believe he was there 30 years. Or what if 20 years? I don't know how long their timeline works, but like, you think he's on Dagobah that whole time? I mean, maybe, but like, that's crazy.
Like, he didn't like improve his place.
That's like
much.
That's like if they do that Obi-Wan movie, or like, what was Obi-Wan doing that whole time? Is he on Tatooine that whole time? Did he fly anywhere?
No, they said he had a kid.
Well, they say that. We don't know.
Yeah,
it's not canon yet, as far as I know.
No, it's not. But like, I want to see what happens between, because the thinking is that E.T. was alive.
But you think like E.T.'s old, or like,
yeah,
it's like very...
No, because he says friend to Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah, so he must have met him.
Yeah, so he had to have met him.
So he's way older than Yoda.
Yeah, and he's like still alive in the 80s or 90s.
That's a long... Well, because we don't know how long Star Wars is, a long, long time ago.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm saying. He's like an ancient creature. So much.
Yeah.
That's why he can't use technology to go home.
Yeah.
It's not that he's... He's just an old person.
Yeah. He's a very old E.T.
Yeah, like if you ever handed a senior citizen an iPhone, you'll know what the deal is. You're witnessing E.T.
That's what's going on.
All over again.
He's just so feeble.
He's like, phone home. You're like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have to know the phone number. Grandma, what's the phone number for your home? Phone home. I'm like, I don't know, man. This is impossible.
How are we going to deal with this guy?
Yeah. You have to program it in your phone.
Phone home.
Phone home. I'm going to take Siri, phone home. Oops. Yeah, that's my theory, though.
Yeah.
That's the, that's if they gave me a show.
Focus on
that's the movie I would try to make.
Yes. That's a good one. I think it should be explored.
Yeah. Because I think there is a place in the world for like Tales from the Crypt,
mm-hmm.
but like, what's the name of the librarian for the Jedi?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where she's like, the record, it's not in the records.
It's not in the records, it never happened.
Doesn't exist.
I want to see her
like narrating.
Talk about weird stories, and that's the framing device,
mm-hmm.
is her being like, oh, like, you're back again this week?
Yeah.
I have a good one for you. Like, have you ever heard
system?
About this story?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it takes you to, and you get Jim Henson to do all the puppets,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like a puppet movie.
Yeah, do an, it's like a movie instead
of
a
show.
No, I
mean, sorry, like anthology series.
Yeah, anthology series.
Where each episode is just weird.
Yeah. I hope they do that. Because you got to explore Star Wars. You got to do stuff, which they haven't done yet. They're like, nope, we're attached to these characters. And
you have a Jedi
era.
Records.
It's like, no, do bonkers, crazy stuff.
Yeah. And, like, oh, have you ever heard of the story of Darth Plagueis?
Yeah. And like,
you won't do that one. But
no, that's a little too...
It's too dark. But
yeah, you got to do something that's like literally not connected.
Yeah.
Just like,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
You ever heard about the Jedi, that guy, that Jedi?
Yeah, maybe the first Jedi of certain people.
Yeah.
Maybe a Wookiee Jedi. I don't know. Do something weird.
And then you don't even have to go back to it ever.
Exactly. You just touch upon it and then, like, do whatever.
Yeah.
Don't even do anything else.
You can even do two. You can do, like, the part where they split each episode is two stories.
Yeah.
Do, like, 11 minute stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's two good ideas.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, we gave you.
They got to jump on these. Yeah, we didn't give you the other one, but.
What do you mean? We got the ET one.
Well, the one that we were talking about earlier that.
Yeah, you that's and not Usher for you. Came up with. Yeah.
That's too close to being real.
Yeah. I think that. Out of everything, I think that has the highest chance.
Yeah, I agree.
It just takes me and Usher to sit down and drink a lot of plum wine.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Plum wine and ramen, I think.
Yeah, the combination.
Combination. That's it on Netflix today. Señora Acero, season 4. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.